care of survivors, like you honor survivors, please head over to the grass bird at the end of the second inning. Line up or ask a volunteer to make sure. For more information, once again, at the end of the third inning, we will be doing our oh-so-powerful annual parade of hope to recognize survivors of breast cancer. If you're a survivor or like to honor survivors, head over to the grass burn down the right field line at the end of the seventh inning.
Know that there's a co-bringer It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today it's a beautiful day for baseball in the Pacific Northwest as the Tacoma Rainiers prepare to take on the Salt Lake Bees, the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. Well, the Rainiers are hot. They've won four in a row, all of them in this series against Salt Lake. This is the final game of a six-game series. Salt Lake won the opener on Tuesday. The Rainiers have won the next four, clinching a series victory, also matching their longest win streak of the year. The Rainiers have not won five in a row yet this season. They hope to accomplish it for the first time here today. On the mound for the Rainiers, left-hander Kyle Hart. Hart is 2-2 with a 6.15 ERA. This will be his 10th start of the season. He'll be opposed by Salt Lake left-hander Jonathan Diaz, who is 7-0 with a 3.78 ERA. All of his wins coming from the bullpen. He was just moved to the starting rotation and is making only his second start after 30 relief appearances today. So Jonathan Diaz on the hill for the Salt Lake Bees and Kyle Hart for the Tacoma Rainiers. Rainiers had a remarkable victory yesterday, winning the game 10-2. And it featured five home runs for Tacoma, the second straight game in which the Rainiers have hit five home runs. And amazingly, four of them came in a row. And it was the first time that that had ever happened at Cheney Stadium, which was built in 1960. Four straight batters hitting a home run. It was in the fourth inning with Jake Kalish, a left-hander on the hill for Salt Lake, a 2-1 ball game at the time. Zach DeLoach homered to right to lead off the bottom of the fourth. Then Adam Engel homered to left. Then Mark Mathias homered to right. So that was three straight homers, and it was the first time the Rainiers had done that in 10 years. Sam Haggerty was the next batter, and he yanked a liner down the left field line that just stayed fair and hit the pole. It hit the foul pole. And that's a fair ball, of course, and that was the fourth consecutive home run. So four straight homers at the bottom of the fourth inning. I had never seen that before, only the sixth time it had ever happened in the Pacific Coast League. Actually, the second time Tacoma had done it, although, as we discussed at length last night, the other time Tacoma did it, it was the Tacoma Twins in 1974 at Sacramento. Sacramento's left field fence was less than 250 feet from home plate at Hughes Stadium in Sacramento in the mid-70s, where they played for, I think, 3 years. And all the home run records at that ballpark have an asterisk next to them because of the short porch and left, which was actually against official baseball rules. It was too close. So the Tacoma Twins did hit four in a row there in 1974. But it was it's an asterisk rule because of that ballpark's dimensions in Sacramento that they had in the 1970s. Crazy times indeed back then. But anyway, first time the Rainiers had done it, first time anyone had done it at Cheney Stadium since 1960, the four straight home runs. Well, today's game should be fun. We'll see if the Rainiers have more homers in them. It is Pink at the Park Day here at Cheney Stadium. Later in the broadcast, we'll be visiting with Leanne Noreen from the Carroll Milgard Breast Center to talk about this tradition that we do every year here in Tacoma. So we'll be visiting with her in the fifth inning. But in the meantime, let's talk some baseball with the Tacoma Rainiers manager, John Russell. We'll do that when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. ProVac CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, ProVac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's our Sunday visit with Tacoma Rainiers manager John Russell. John, thanks for joining me today.
You bet.
John, a lot of home runs recently hit by your club. 15 in the last four games, and last night we saw something remarkable. Back-to-back-to-back-to-back home runs. Four in a row. I'd never seen that before. Have you ever seen that before?
I have. You know, the players were asking me. It was, you know, years and years ago, but and they kept asking me, so I've never seen five. And but, you know, it was special. You know, it's just... You know, it's never happened here, and it obviously is a very rare occurrence. But, you know, the guys have been swinging the bat a little well as of late. And, you know, it started right before the All-Star break. You know, we were swinging the bat well in Reno. And then after the break, you know, we faced some pretty good pitching. And it's taken us a little bit to get going again. But, you know, the guys are having pretty good at-bats, passing the baton, working a few walks here and there. But, you know, power numbers, I mean, you're not going to be able to expect it every night, but we do have some guys that, you know, are capable of hitting the ball over the fence, and it's nice when we string them together. It helps us score runs quicker, but, you know, just the biggest thing we're focused on is, you know, continue to have good at-bats, and, you know, with the way we swing the bat, then, you know, we're going to pop some over the fence, but, you know, just having quality at-bats is what's going to, you know, continue the offense moving forward.
So on the consecutive homers, Zach Deloach hit the first one, and then Adam Engel homered, and then Mark Mathias hit the third one, and that's a rarity. The Rainiers hadn't done that in 10 years. And now you've got Haggerty up there. What was it like in the dugout, and were you guys kind of thinking, wow, we could hit another one here?
You know, you don't expect home runs. It just, you know, when it happens with the guys, obviously, like I said, it was fun. I mean, they had fun with it, but, you know, they also realize, you know, that day's over and we got to go out there today and you know, try to, you know, win this game. But, you know, they enjoy those moments. I mean, it's a great moment to enjoy. And, you know, Adam came up with another home run later. And, you know, it's just that's what you like to do is, you know, for a couple games, you know, we scored early and then we kind of just didn't do much the rest of the game. But yesterday, you know, we tacked on a few more runs late, which was a good thing for us to do. And, you know, that's our goal is to continue each inning, just continue to build. And, you know, it's but last night, it was fun, obviously. But, you know, these guys are good about moving on. They know we got a game today. So going in with some confidence, but we'll see what happens.
We're with Rainiers manager John Russell on the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show. John, big day in baseball coming up on Tuesday, the trade deadline. And, you know, everyone's always a little anxious around it in AAA and also in the big leagues as well, I'm sure, as you don't really know what's going to happen, especially with the Mariners sort of on the fringe of a playoff race and have to make a decision about how they want to move forward. How do you handle that as a AAA manager, knowing that you've got players on your team who are thinking about it?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, we've talked to them. You know, I had a talk with them the other day. Just we got to keep doing what we're doing. You got to keep playing the game and, you know, play as a team, because when you play good team baseball, then individually you look good too. And, you know, I know it's out there. They know it's out there, but, you know, they have no control over it. So all you can do is, you know, come prepare, play the game right, and that's all you can control. And, you know, the other things will take care of themselves. But it is, you know, guys are going to be looking around. You know, you see movement. You see guys getting called up. You see guys getting traded. Things happen. So, you know, we'll get through these next few days. But, you know, the main thing is just continue to focus on what you do and continue to focus on your job and our job as a team. And that'll get you through these next few days because right now, I mean, every player in baseball you really have no control over unless you've got a no trade clause. You really have no control over what's going to happen. You just got to, you know, continue to go out and do your job and stay ready each day. It's really no different in AAA staying ready because you never know when the phone call might come to go up. So, you know, that's our emphasis, especially the next few days and really for the rest of the year.
It's an interesting time of the year every year. John, thanks a lot for the visit today. Nice to see the Rainiers get a series win here against Salt Lake, and good luck today.
All right, thank you.
That's Rainiers manager John Russell. I'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When things feel crazy, it's good to remember what you can always count on. At Propel Insurance, that includes agents who understand your business, a claims department that never quits, and smart risk management programs customized around your unique assets and risks. At Propel, we're here to help you thrive, no matter what's ahead. Let us show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Salt Lake Bees, who have 47 wins and 53 losses this year. They are the Angels AAA club managed by Keith Johnson. Leading off playing right field is Jordan Adams. Batting second, the shortstop David Fletcher. Hitting third, playing first base, is Daniel Murphy. In the cleanup spot, third baseman Jack Lopez. Batting fifth and doing the catching is Zach Humphreys. Hitting sixth, second baseman Levon Soto. Batting seventh and playing center field is Jared Oliva. Hitting eighth, designated hitter Chris Oakey. And batting ninth, the left fielder Orlando Martinez. On the mound, Jonathan Diaz. Diaz is 7-0 with a 3.78 ERA. The Red Ears enter play at 51-50 on the season. The Mariners AAA club is managed by the man you just heard, John Russell. He's going to lead off today with Sam Haggerty, and Haggerty is at shortstop. Batting second, the second baseman, Didi Gregorius. Hitting third, designated hitter Brian O'Keefe. In the cleanup spot, the third baseman, Jake Shiner. Hitting fifth, first baseman Robbie Tenorowicz. In the number six slot, the right fielder Zach Deloach. Batting seventh will be center fielder Adam Engel. Hitting eighth, the left fielder Mark Mathias. And batting ninth and doing the catching is Pedro Severino. On the mound, left-hander Kyle Hart. Hart's 2-2 with a 6.15 ERA. Our umpires today, Darius Ghani is behind the plate, Michael Raines at first base, and the crew chief Aaron Higgins is at third. It's Tacoma and Salt Lake wrapping up a six-game homestand. Red Ears have already clinched a series win, but they're looking for their fifth straight victory here tonight. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of today's game right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To to us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where we are about ready to start. Kyle Hart has finished his warm-ups. He's ready to go to work, and Jordan Adams stands in, and here we go. The first pitch of the game is swung on and hit well towards center. This is deep. Angle racing back into the deep part of the park, and he has room and makes the catch out near the flagpole to the right of the giant wall in center here in the deepest caverns of Cheney Stadium. So Jordan Adams flies out to deep right center. One pitch, one long out. And now David Fletcher comes to the plate. Fletcher, story of the game for Salt Lake. A 23-game hitting streak. He could tie the Salt Lake franchise record with a hit today. He's batting .376 for Salt Lake. And Hart's pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Fletcher had two hits, including a first-inning homer yesterday. But the Red Ears won big last night, 10-2. Tacoma hitting 5 homers in the game, including the 4 straight. 1-0 pitch is bounced foul, third base side, 1-1. Red Ears wear their specialized pink at the park jerseys today. It'll be auctioned off to raise money for the Carol Milgard Breast Center. We'll be visiting with their executive director, Leanne Noreen, later in the broadcast, as we always do on this special day. Now Hart ready with a 1-1 pitch to Fletcher, and it's taken inside for a ball, 2-1. Rainiers, winners of 4 in a row. That's pushed their season record up to 51-50, getting over the hump and over the .500 mark. 2-1 pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards left center. Angle moves over, and he makes the catch, and there's out number 2, Fletcher. Retired on a flyout to center field. Engel's been busy so far today. And now Daniel Murphy will be the batter. Murphy hitting .286 in 27 games for Salt Lake. The veteran, 38 years old, retired from Major League Baseball, a career .297 hitter, and then 2 years later decided to try a comeback. And here he is with Salt Lake. And he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Left versus left for Kyle Hart. Lefty out of Indiana with a pitch, and it is bounced towards second. Backhand pickup by Didi Gregorius, and he throws out Murphy at first base, and that wraps up a quick and easy top of the first for Kyle Hart. He sets down the side in order. We go to the bottom of the first. Salt Lake nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Oh, Kyle Hart to set down the bees quickly and easily in the top of the first inning. And now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Sam Haggerty to start things off. He's the guy who hit the fourth and final of the four straight homers in last night's game. Jonathan Diaz on the mound. First pitch is grounded between short and third and threw into left field. A base hit for Haggerty to open up the bottom of the first inning, and he is aboard. It's been a swing and a hot stick, Sam Haggerty. Now with 16 hits in his last 37 at-bats, and he has reached base in 11 straight games. So Haggerty is aboard to get things started in the bottom of the first, and he has great speed and may put it to use on the bases here. Didi Gregorius stands in. Left versus left matchup, and Diaz's pitch is a swing and a miss at a slider. There's strike one. As mentioned in the pregame show, this is Diaz's second start of the year after 30 appearances from the bullpen, where he had been a multiple inning reliever. And he's having a good season. Here's his 0-1 pitch to Gregorius, and it's in there for a strike. He's 7-0 with a 3.78 ERA. 52 and a third innings pitched, only 40 hits allowed, 53 strikeouts, 24 walks. Now, he did start the opener of this series on Tuesday and had a control problem that he overcame during the game. He walked five in 3 1/3 innings, four of them right in a row in the second inning. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. He gets Gregorius on three pitches, and one man is out in the bottom of the first inning. So Gregorius strikes out swinging, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the hitter. O'Keefe batting 235 with 18 homers, tied for fifth in the league in home runs. And the pitch from Diaz is pulled to third, and it's picked by Lopez. He goes to second for one, on to first for two. Nice double play turned by the bees around the horn. Jack Lopez extending towards the foul line to pick that hard grounder, and he backhanded it and went around the horn for an inning-ending double play. So the Red Ears do not score in the bottom of the first. No runs on a hit and no one left. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
No score after one inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Jack Lopez, cleanup man for Salt Lake, leading off the second. He has been a tough out of this series for the Red Ears, and the first pitch from Kyle Hart is in there for a strike. On the year, Lopez hitting .301 with eight homers, but four of those homers have come this week here in Tacoma against the Red Ears. 0-1 pitch is fouled back, and the count goes to 0-2. He has hit one home run in four of the five games of this series, including each of the last three. He did not homer in game two on Wednesday, only had a double in that game. 0-2 pitch from Hart, swing and a foul back, still no balls, two strikes. Kyle Hart set down the side in order of the first, couple of flyouts and a ground out. Lefty from Indiana University has a little big league time with the Red Sox in 2020. His 0-2 pitch is hit off the end of the bat to second baseman Didi Gregorius on a couple of bounces, and he throws out Lopez, and one man is out at the top of the second inning. Jack Lopez grounds out to second base, and now Zach Humphries will be the hitter. Humphries hitting .279 in 25 games for Salt Lake with one homer, .374 on base percentage. And he swings and fouls back the first pitch. There's strike one. Rainier's hitting the road after this one on to Sugar Land, Texas for the first time this year. 0-1 pitch is fouled off, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Humphries. Hart's pitch outside for a ball. Hart into his motion, and the pitch is low, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Kyle Hart not joining the Rainiers in Sugar Land this coming week. He is going on paternity leave. His wife is expecting this week. Next pitch is lined into right field. There's a base hit for Humphries, and that's the first base runner for Salt Lake today, an opposite field single for Humphries. And now Levon Soto is the hitter. Soto hitting .200 with one homer and a .321 on base percentage. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate, and that is the first strike to Soto. Hart working with Pedro Severino behind the plate. The Red Ears infield today is Robbie Tanerowitz at first, Didi Gregorius at second, Sam Haggerty at short, and Jake Shiner at third. 0-1 pitch now to Soto is high. Outfield is Mark Mathias in left, Adam Engel in center, and Zach Deloach in right. Now, snap throw to first, and back in safely is Humphries. Partly cloudy skies in Tacoma today, and we have a gentle breeze blowing out towards center field. Not much to it right now. 1-1 pitch, fastball low. 2-1. And we are using the automated ball strike challenge system in today's game, which means that the human being umpire, Darius Ghani, is calling the pitches, calling the balls and strikes, and the players can challenge, and then we go to the automated system for a final verdict. There's a slider outside. 3-1 the count to Soto. There goes the runner. The pitch is swung on and hit in the air down the left field line, and it is foul and out of play. So the party deck's down the lines. So full count, 3-2. Hart back up on top of the hill now. And here comes his 3-2 pitch on its way with Humphreys at first base. He does not go, and it is swung on. Bounced slowly to second. Gregorius goes to Haggerty. There's one on to first. It is not in time for two. They get just the one out, the force out at second base on Humphreys. Soto reaches out a fielder's choice. It just wasn't hit hard enough for a double play. Raniere's tried, but no chance. So runner at first, two down for Jared Oliva. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Soto with his lead at first, and the pitch is swung on and hit high in the air towards left. Back a few steps is Mathias. Now in a couple of steps, and he makes the catch, and that's the final out of the inning. Kyle Hart tosses a scoreless top of the second. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Cleanup man Jake Shiner will lead things off. Shiner, the league leader in homers with 25, and he leads the league with 85 runs batted in. Hitting 271, he takes a breaking ball from Diaz in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now this pitch is inside for a ball. Now a strike to Shiner, who's like, wait a second. So 1-2 to Shiner, who now steps back into the batter's box and looks out towards Diaz. And here we go. The 1-2 pitch is a breaking ball called strike three, and Shiner wants a challenge. So he asks for a challenge, and we have our first challenge of this game. The umpire called it a strike. The automated system agrees it was indeed a strike, and Shiner has struck out, and the Red Ears lose a challenge there first. So Diaz has his second strikeout, and now Robbie Tenorowicz is the hitter. Tenorowicz in his fourth game with Tacoma, four hits and 13 at-bats so far. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Tenorowicz was having a big year at AA Arkansas prior to being promoted. Now a pitch is in there for a strike. So 1-1 to Tenorowicz. And the pitch is down low for a ball. 2-1. Tenorowicz hit a couple of singles last night, scored a run, drove in another. Now the pitch is down low for a ball. 3-1. Pitch. Called a strike. So full count to Tenorowicz. And the pitch is a check swing. Did he go? No. And Tenorowicz will head down to first base. He draws a one-out walk. So Tenorowicz, with his first walk as a member of the Red Ears, heads down to first base. And now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Deloach, the man who started the four straight homers yesterday. And the pitch is in there for a strike. So as we detailed, it was the sixth time it's happened in the Pacific Coast League, four straight homers. It has also happened in the major leagues 11 times. So here's a swing and a foul out of play. And there were four straight homers somewhat recently, well, last year in the big leagues. St. Louis did it in the first inning of a game against the Phillies last year with Arenado and Nolan Gorman and Juan Yepes and Dylan Carlson. 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. The Mariners have never been involved in four straight homers in the big leagues, either doing it themselves or allowing it. 1-2 pitch, grounded foul, third base side. Somehow, of the 11 times in Major League history that a team has hit four straight homers, the fairly recent franchise, the Washington Nationals, have done it twice. Now the pitch is a check swing, and he held up in time on a ball outside. Two balls, two strikes. They did it twice as the Nationals, not the Expos. Nats did it in 2017 and again in 2019. 2-2 pitch is swung on, hit in the air to left field. This is deep. Back is Martinez, and at the track, he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So fly out to the warning track for Deloach. And Tanarowicz remains at first base, and now Adam Engel will be the hitter. I tell you, when you've hit 10 homers in 2 days, every deep fly ball looks like it might get out of the park. Engel hit 2 homers last night, including one during the 4-in-a-row stretch. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Engel batting .275 in 42 games for Tacoma with 8 homers. 0-1 pitch. In for a called strike, going 2. O-2 pitch. Up high for a ball. 1-2. Now the 1-2 is on its way. And it swung on and hit out into the shallow center field. That's going to drop for a base hit in front of Oliva. And Tanarowicz goes all the way to third. And Adam Engel has a single to center. Tacoma has runners at the corners with 2 outs for Mark Mathias. So Engel with a single to center. And he's now reached base in 20 consecutive games with either a hit or a walk. So here's Mathias, who had 3 hits last night, including a homer. Right-hand batter. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Now the 1-0 coming. Off-speed pitch down low. So 2 on, 2 out, and a 2-ball, no-strike count on Mathias. He'll be looking for something to drive right here. The pitch is taken for a strike on the inside edge. And the count goes to 2-1. Two-one pitch coming. There goes the runner from first. The pitch is down low. Throw down to second base. Not in time. Stealing second base is Engel. Tanarowicz held at third. So Engel has his 13th steal without being caught. Catcher Humphreys throwing through here with that runner at third. Tanarowicz did not try to race home. So runners at second and third now, and it's a 3-1 count to Mathias. On deck is Severino. Diaz with his 3-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, and the count is full, 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Base hit could score a pair. Diaz's pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3. Got him with a nasty slider, and Mathias has struck out to end the bottom of the second inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. We head to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It doesn't matter what industry you're in. These days, everyone's in the same business, staying in business. And those rising insurance premiums everyone is facing aren't helping. At Propel Insurance, we get it. And we're working day in and day out to help clients adapt. We're finding their coverage solutions, keeping them in the know about changing regulations, and being there to answer a question at 5 a.m. on a Sunday, because that's just what a good partner does. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. On the mound for the Red Ears, Kyle Hart. He'll face Chris Oakey, the number eight hitter in the Salt Lake lineup, to lead off the third. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. Oakey's batting 253 in 49 games with four homers, 320 on base percentage. Now the 0-1 is a swing and a miss there, strike two. So Hart gets ahead of the count right away. No balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2 pitch. Fastball inside. One ball, two strikes. Hart's retired six of the first seven today. Here comes his 1-2. And this is just a smidge inside. Two balls, two strikes. Two coming now. And it misses ball three. Full count, three balls, two strikes to Oakey. And the pitch is looped foul into the box seats down the first baseline. That'll be a souvenir for someone. So still three balls, two strikes to Oakey. Payoff pitch. Called strike three, and Oakey immediately asked for a challenge as he was on his way to first base. So we'll go to the automated ball strike system for a final verdict, and that was a strike. It caught the bottom of the zone. So Oakey strikes out. Salt Lake loses its first challenge. Each team has lost one and has two left. And that was Kyle Hart's first strikeout of the afternoon. So one away, and now Orlando Martinez is the batter. And he tries to bunt and pops it up. Severino with a diving effort in foul territory, but he came up just short. And so it is nothing but a foul ball. Pedro Severino gets an A for effort on this one, but just barely missed a diving catch. Owen won the count to Martinez. Now Hart set, and the pitch is swung on, hit in the air down the left field line. Ranging over is Mathias, but this slices and goes foul and out of play. So no balls, two strikes now to Orlando Martinez. Yeah, the 0-2 is coming. And it's in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Now a swing and a foul back, still 1-2. Hart looking for his second straight strikeout, and the pitch is down low. Martinez lays off of it. Two balls, two strikes. And this pitch is ball three. Full count, three balls, two strikes. And the payoff is called, strike three at the bottom of the zone, and down goes Martinez, and that is the second straight strikeout for Kyle Hart. Both called strike threes on full count pitches, both very close pitches. The first one was even challenged. This time Martinez did not challenge it. So two men are gone, and now Justin Adams is the hitter. And he swings and hits one in the air towards left. There's Mathias to make the catch, and the inning is over. Adams flies out on the first pitch. So Salt Lake goes in order at the top of the third. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium on a sunny Sunday afternoon. Pedro Severino to lead things off for the Red Ears. He'll be followed by Sam Haggerty and D.D. Gregorius. On the mound, Jonathan Diaz. And here's his first pitch to Severino. And it swung on and pulled foul down the third baseline. Severino's been getting extra base hits recently. He's four for his last 14 with all four hits going for extra bases, two doubles and two homers. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two, and Severino's behind in the count. Two pitch up and away, one ball, two strikes. Next pitch misses down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now a swing and a foul back. Severino began the year with El Paso, Padres AAA club. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and called strike three, and Severino knew it. He goes down looking, and Jonathan Diaz has his 4th strikeout. He's been using a lot of sliders. That was another one right there, and he gets Severino looking. Now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Haggerty singled in the first. And he swings and drives one to left field. This is deep and is back, and it's another home run for Sam Haggerty. He lines one out of here to left field. Haggerty has homered in 4 of his last 5 games, including 3 in a row. And Tacoma draws first blood here at the bottom of the 3rd inning. It is 1-0 Rainiers. Sam Haggerty is on a home run binge. It's helped that he's faced a lot of left-handed pitching in this series. He has hit for more power from the right side of the plate in the last couple of years that we've seen him, as here's one down low to Gregorius. And here he just pulled a liner out of here to left. 7th homer in 35 games for Tacoma for Haggerty. Count now even on Gregorius, 1-1. Next pitch coming from Diaz, and it is inside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Well, this pitch was challenged by Salt Lake, and they win the challenge and get it overturned to a strike. So Salt Lake wins its first challenge, and the count's now 1-2 to Gregorius. Now the pitch swung on, hit up the middle on 2 hops. It's flagged down by Fletcher, the shortstop, and he throws out Gregorius at first base, and 2 men are gone in the bottom of the 3rd inning. So Gregorius grounds to short, 2 away, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. Now the pitch is missing for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch, swing and a miss. 1-1 the count to O'Keefe. O'Keefe homered in back-to-back games on Thursday and Friday. Did not homer yesterday. 1-1 pitch, bounced foul, 3rd base side. The homers have just been contagious recently with the Red Ears now. Well, it was 15 homers in 4 games coming into play today, and 1 in this one so far. Here's one down low now, 2-2. This surge has moved the Red Ears up to 2nd in the league in homers. They've now hit 147. Only Las Vegas has more. Vegas with 158 coming into play today. 2-2 to Kennedy to O'Keefe is a swing and a foul back. So still 2 balls, 2 strikes. There's a slider for a called strike 3, and O'Keefe goes down looking, and that does it for the Red Ears here in the 3rd. Strikeout number 5 for Diaz. But Tacoma scores the first run of the game on a line drive homer by Sam Haggerty to left field. One run on one hit. There were no errors and no one left on. We'll take a break as we head to the fourth with the score. Tacoma 1, Salt Lake nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, outdoor summer cocktail party fit check. I've got a hot pink and orange bodycon dress paired with vintage sneakers. It'll definitely attract attention, but not from mosquitoes, because I'm wearing it with Off Clean Feel for 8 gorgeous hours of not sticky, fragrance-free protection. So I can sip, socialize, and flirt out there in the wild with absolutely unshakable confidence. Get your pre-party protection on with Off Clean Feel. SC Johnson, a family company.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Rainier's up 1-0 over Salt Lake. We go to the fourth inning. And right now on our Pink at the Park day here at Cheney Stadium, some breast cancer survivors being honored here between innings in a parade around the concourse here at Cheney Stadium. And we'll be visiting with Leanne Noreen from the Carroll Milgard Breast Center next inning, I think. Here's the first pitch to David Fletcher leading off the fourth, and it's taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Fletcher flied out to center field earlier. Right here's wearing the special jerseys for the day today. They're being auctioned off, and the players are going to sign them for the winners. And the money goes to the Carroll Milgard Breast Center. Here's one outside for a ball to Fletcher. Two balls, no strikes. Hart's allowed one hit through three innings. And the next pitch swung on, hit in the air down the left field line towards the corner. Mathias goes over into foul ground and can't get it. It's up against the netting. Simply a foul ball to Fletcher, who was running that out in case it stayed fair, so he's got to return to home plate. Fletcher with the 23-game hitting streak coming into play today. The Salt Lake record is 24. Set in 2002 by Nathan Haynes. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, and the count's even 2-2. So an even count, two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is ball three. Full count. Here comes the payoff. Ball four outside, and it's a leadoff walk for Fletcher. So that's the first walk issued by Kyle Hart today. Leadoff man aboard here in the fourth. And now Daniel Murphy will be the batter. Daniel! Murphy grounded out earlier. And the pitch is fouled off on the third base set. We'll take a look at what happened around the league last night to get you caught up on the events of the Pacific Coast League. In Reno, the Aces scored 8 runs, and it was enough to win. They beat Oklahoma City 8-3 yesterday. Now Hart with the pitch, and it is swung on and popped up foul and out of play. The Reno catcher, Ali Sanchez, had three hits yesterday. Single, double, homer, scored three runs, drove in four. And Jake Hager had two hits and two runs batted in for Reno in their win over first place Oklahoma City. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Murphy, and it's grounded towards the second base bag, fielded there by Haggerty. Touches second for one, throws to first in time for two. The Red Ears turn the double play. Haggerty had to do a little nifty footwork around the bag at second, fielding this grounder that did kick off the mound. He had to touch the base with his left foot and then throw quickly to first to double up Murphy. And just like that, two men are gone, and now Jack Lopez is the hitter. He grounded out to second base earlier and is 0 for 1. And he swings and chops one right to second. Gregorius fields it and throws out Lopez at first. And Kyle Hart with another scoreless inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma 1, Salt Lake nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Here's lead 1-0. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Jake Shiner, Robbie Tenorowicz, and Zach DeLoach to bat this inning. Right here scored the only run of the game in the third when Sam Haggerty lined a homer to left field. So here comes Shiner. He struck out looking his first time up today. And the pitch from Jonathan Diaz is taken down and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. We'll continue our look at what happened around the league last night. There was a thriller in Albuquerque. Albuquerque hosting Sacramento. Sears one down low to Shiner. And Albuquerque was trailing. And Coco Montez hit a two-run homer at the bottom of the seventh to tie the game 9-9. Now the 2-0 pitch is inside, ball three to Shiner. And then the Isotopes scored the go-ahead run, what turned out to be the winning run in the bottom of the eighth when Winton Bernard had an RBI single. Series one, low ball four. Four-pitch walk. Shiner heads down to first base with a leadoff walk in the bottom of the fourth. Second walk issued by Salt Lake pitchers today. And now Robbie Tenorowicz will be the batter. Albuquerque pulled within one game of first place Oklahoma City in the second half standings with that win last night. Now the pitch to Tenorowicz is in there for a strike. El Paso's hot. The Chihuahuas won their fifth in a row, beating Round Rock 2-1 yesterday and walked them off in the ninth on former Rainier Austin Nola's game-winning RBI single. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Tenarowitz. 0-2 now. Round Rock had a good start from Robert Duggar, a former Rainier and Mariner. He pitched six scoreless innings for the Express yesterday. Got no decision in a game they lost in the late innings. 0-2 pitch, check swing. Did he go? Yes, says the first base umpire, Michael Raines, and Tenarowitz has struck out. Diaz has his sixth strikeout of the game. One out at the bottom of the fourth, and now Zach DeLoach will be the hitter. One of the game yesterday, Sugarland won its third in a row. They're the Rainiers' next opponent. They're suddenly getting hot. They had nine runs on 15 hits yesterday and won at Las Vegas 9-5. As there's a toss to first and back in is Shiner. Pedro Leon for Sugarland hit a 477-foot homer at Las Vegas. And Joe Perez had a three-run homer for Sugarland, his 10th of the year. Pitch in there for a strike. The games this coming week, Tuesday through Sunday in Sugarland, Texas. The first five of them are all going to start at 5:05 p.m. Pacific time. So that's when we'll be with you for the streaming broadcast. As here's a line drive base hit to right for DeLoach. Might be more. Cutting it off is Adams. Going to third is Shiner. He stops there and sliding into second base safely is DeLoach. And the Rainiers have something cooking here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Runners at second and third with one out after Zach DeLoach's 18th double of the year. A liner down the right field line. He's hit safely in eight of his last nine games. So the Rainiers with two men in scoring position and one out for Adam Engel. Engel singled in the second. Salt Lake brings its infield in. And the pitch is over for a strike. It's 0-1. Engel had his base hit come in the second inning. Single to shallow center. Rainier's up 1-0 in the fourth, and the pitch is grounded sharply right to short. Breaking home is Shiner. The throw home gets him in a rundown. He's being chased back towards third, and he is tagged out by Lopez. And now in trouble at second base is DeLoach. They throw behind him and tag out DeLoach, and it is a double play to end the fourth inning. Base running blunders for the Rainiers. It was a grounder to short with runners at second and third, and Fletcher threw home. Shiner knew he was going to be out. He had to retreat towards third. Humphreys chased him down, threw to Lopez, who tagged him out. And then DeLoach was caught off second base to finish the double play. 6-2, 5-3, I believe, on the double play to wrap up the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs out of hit and one left. And we head down to the fifth inning with the score. Tacoma 1, Salt Lake nothing.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it.
See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the fifth inning. Red Ears lead 1-0. Zach Humphreys leading off for Salt Lake. Kyle Hart on the mound. Started him off with a strike, and now Hart ready with his next pitch. And this is down low for a ball, except checking his swing was Humphreys, and they say he went around with a swing. So he's behind in the count now, 0-2. We are being joined by a special guest here in the fifth inning. It is Leanne Noreen from the Carroll Milgaard Breast Center on Peek at the Park Day. How you doing, Leanne?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Excellent. It's great to see you again.
Thank you for having me back.
The 12th year that you guys have had this event at Cheney Stadium, which is very popular. We always have a whole lot of people at the ballpark, and your group's presence is known here with the pink everywhere. It's wonderful.
It's very pink, and it looks great, doesn't it? And to celebrate and honor breast cancer warriors and survivors.
We just had the parade of hope, I think it's called, between innings not long ago, and breast cancer survivors walking around the ballpark. Hart struck out Humphreys, by the way, for the first out. Now Levon Soto is the hitter. So tell us a little bit about the Carroll Milgaard Breast Center, please.
So as you just saw in the video, it's our job to find breast cancer. And so what we do every day is screening mammograms and diagnostic imaging for breast cancer. And we happen to be located right across the street. The Breast Center has been open for 14 years and really serves men and women in our community because men have breast cancer too. So we see about 48,000 patients a year and are here to serve the greater Tacoma Pierce County area.
Levon Soto just pulled a foul, 2-1 on him with one out. Two balls, one strike, the count to Soto. With Leanne Noreen from the Carroll Milgaard Breast Center. And, you know, this event that you guys do every year, it really helps raise awareness. So now we have a hard grounder up the middle, and that's speared by Haggerty, who throws to first, and they get Soto, and two men are gone in the fifth inning.
You're correct. We started this event to raise awareness and bring breast health education to the community, and we thought, what better way than at the ballpark, where we can have the Rainiers dressed in pink jerseys and grab everybody's attention that way, and then use the breaks in between innings and half innings to really provide some education on the leaderboard, on the scoreboard, as well as on through the dirt, the game day program.
Jared Oliva now the hitter with two outs in the fifth. And Hart with his pitch. And it swung on and fouled back for strike one. So tell us about how someone knows when they need to go get a mammogram.
So we recommend women, when they turn 40, start getting a screening mammogram. They can have the opportunity to talk about their breast health risk factors with their primary care provider. And if they need to have some sort of assessment prior to the age of 40, we do that. But starting at 40, we recommend annually for a breast screening exam.
Can anyone go and do this? Do you have to have any special doctor's coverage or insurance coverage?
For a screening mammogram, if you have insurance, it will be covered at 100%. And you do not need an order from your doctor for a screening mammogram. It's one of the very few exams that you can have without a doctor's order.
Two balls and a strike to Jared Oliva. The pitch is fouled off. Now two balls, two strikes to Oliva.
We also have the opportunity to provide financial aid for those that might not have insurance. And right. So part of today's really about education, but there is an element of fundraising. Those dollars raised today will go into our financial aid fund so that if someone does not have insurance or the ability to pay, they can apply for financial aid. And we can go through our process of approving up to 100% of coverage for that exam.
How can someone listening today make a donation to the Carroll Milgaard Breast Center if they wanted to?
I love that question. Thanks for asking that.
I thought you might.
We have pinkatthepark.org. They can contribute there. a straight donation. We have CarolMilgardBreastCenter.org that they can go to and also donate on that page. So online donating is very easy.
Also, the jerseys that the Red Ears are wearing today are being auctioned off, and the players are going to sign them, and some of that money will go to the Carol Milgard Breast Center. Were you guys involved in designing the jerseys?
We are not completely involved, but we might offer some suggestions of what we might be dreaming of. But there, of course, is a formal process to go through that we're not involved with. But I love these jerseys this year. They're so bright, and that ombre I love. They're good-looking jerseys, so if you're in the park, you can bid on them in the concourse, and
Well, runner goes down to first or to second. It steals second. Jared Oliva, who had walked, steals second. He's at second base with the two outs, 0-2 the count on Chris Oakey.
The jerseys start at $125 and then, of course, bid in increments up of $25 each, and then, of course, there's the buy-it-now price like you would see at any kind of silent auction. Rhubarb's jersey always goes quickly.
Yeah, and so the mascot jersey.
I know. Popular. Everybody loves that jersey.
It's enormous. Here's the 0-2 on its way down to Chris Oakey. And it is a swing and a miss. That is strike three, and it wraps up the top of the fifth inning. Leanne, always great to have you here and have your group here, and we hope it's a very successful event for the Carol Milgard Breast Center. And wishing the best also to everyone who was involved in the Parade of Hope and all the survivors.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. And thank you to the Tacoma Rainiers. We appreciate this partnership so much.
We go to the bottom of the fifth. Rainiers leading 1-0.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Right here is up 1-0. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Sam Haggerty's homer in the third, the only run of this game so far. He's due up third this inning. Mark Mathias leads things off against Jonathan Diaz, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Once again, I want to thank Leanne Noreen and the Carol Milgard Breast Center for everything they do. Sears one down low for a ball to Mathias. 1-1 the count. And pick at the park day, always a big one here at Cheney Stadium. And now the pitch is in there for a strike. And again, their website, they have an online fundraising site tied into this event. It's pinkatthepark.com. Just spell it all out, pinkatthepark.com. Next pitch misses now. And the count to Mathias is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz with his pitch. And it swung on and hit up the middle. And that's fielded by Soto. And he throws to first for the out. And one man's gone in the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Pedro Severino will be the batter. Right here's with four hits, Salt Lake with one hit. Battle of a couple of left-handed starting pitchers today, and Kyle Hart for the Right Ears and Jonathan Diaz for Salt Lake, both looking sharp so far. Here's Severino, and Diaz's pitch is a big breaking ball that drops in there for a called strike, a curve from Diaz. It's 0-1. Next pitch misses for a ball. One ball, one strike to Severino. Down in Arizona, the Mariners have a 3-0 lead over the Diamondbacks. They're in the sixth inning. Here's one up and away to Severino. Mariners got a couple of runs at the top of the first against the Arizona starter, Merrill Kelly. Here's a foul back by Severino. 2-2. Two-two pitch coming. Swing and a sharp grounder through into left field. A base hit for Severino, and he has his fifth hit of the afternoon. The Red Ears' fifth hit of the afternoon. Severino's first. And a runner at first base with one out for Sam Haggerty. Haggerty 2-for-2, including the homer in the third inning. And a trip to the mound now by the pitching coach for the Salt Lake Bees, Darren Ebert. And he's going to talk to Diaz prior to the Haggerty at bat. Haggerty with the homer in three straight games and four of his last five. He's on a home run binge. Conference on the mound ongoing. Conference eventually gets broken up by the home plate umpire. Now the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Runner goes, pitch is hit foul down the first baseline. Haggerty trying to go the other way with the runner on the move. I don't know if it was a called for hit and run. You don't hardly ever see that these days, but that's what it looked like. So no balls, two strikes to Haggerty. And the pitch is a breaking ball, misses. One ball, two strikes. And now Haggerty loops one in the air back to the mound where it's caught by the pitcher Diaz for the second out of the inning. Haggerty took a full swing and just kind of hit it with the very bottom, hit the very bottom of the ball, just a little looper out to the mound. So two outs, and D.D. Gregorius is now the batter. And the pitch is swung out and fouled out of play. Well, caught, pardon me, not out of play, as it was caught by Lopez right near the netting on the third base side. So Gregorius fouls out to third, and that does it for Tacoma at the bottom of the fifth. No runs on a hit. There were no errors. One runner left. And we go to the sixth inning. Tacoma 1, Salt Lake nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again. You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Right here's up 1-0 as we go to the sixth inning of play. Orlando Martinez, Jordan Adams, and David Fletcher to bat here in the top of the sixth inning. Kyle Hart has allowed just one single through five innings. He's walked two and struck out four. And this first pitch of this inning is hit in the air foul down the right field line, and that lands out of play. Hart pitching into the sixth. Got his pitch count right at about 65 coming into the inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it is swung on and fouled down the third baseline, giving chase Shiner, but this is out of play. Uncatchable. 0-2 the count. So Hart out ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a liner over the leaping Tenorowicz and down the right field line. Fair ball and extra bases for Orlando Martinez, who is at second base and stops there with a double. Second hit of the game for the Bees, a leadoff double in the top of the sixth inning for Orlando Martinez. And Salt Lake has the tying runner in scoring position for Jordan Adams. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch popped up in the air to right, and backpedaling a bit is Deloach. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Tagging at second is Martinez. He is advancing to third, and he'll make it there safely ahead of the throw from Deloach. So a runner at third with one out at the top of the sixth inning. And that'll bring to the plate David Fletcher, and the Red Ears are going to have to bring the infield in. Fletcher's 0-for-1 with a flyout and a walk. Tying runner at third, one out of the sixth. Kyle Hart comes set. Here's his pitch. And it is down in the dirt and picked by Severino. And that is ball one. Now the 1-0 pitch swung on and lined foul on the third base side, and that evens things up. One ball, one strike. So Fletcher's got the long hitting streak. The infield is in. Tying runner at third of the sixth inning. Here comes the 1-1 pitch on its way to Fletcher. And it is low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1, swing and a tapper foul, and that's strike two. Off-speed pitch there from Hart, and he got Fletcher to foul it off for strike two. Now Hart's ready. Here comes the 2-2 pitch on its way to Fletcher. And it is swung on and lined and caught at short by Haggerty, and he flips it to third, and they double off Martinez to end the inning. What a play to finish off the top of the sixth. A shot right to Haggerty. He speared it with one hand, didn't have to jump, just reached up and caught it. And the runner at third, Martinez, was way off the bag, and he's easily doubled off, ending the inning with a double play that goes 6-5 if you're keeping score. That does it for Salt Lake. No runs on a hit and no one left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tecoma 1, Salt Lake nothing.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tecoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
One nothing right here as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. And leading things off, Brian O'Keefe. New pitcher, Eric Martinez. And the first pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. It's the Salt Lake Bees debut for Eric Martinez, his AAA debut at that. As here's a swing and a miss by O'Keefe. Martinez, a former Cal Golden Bear in his college days, with breaking ball in there for a strike to O'Keefe. Played an independent ball in the Mexican League before the Angels gave him his first chance in affiliated ball, and he's been a rapid riser up there, minor league ladder. Next pitch is up high for a ball to O'Keefe. Two balls, two strikes. Martinez in relief of Jonathan Diaz, who went five innings, allowed five hits and one run, which was earned. He walked two and struck out six. Next pitch to O'Keefe, fouled away. So still two balls, two strikes. Now the next pitch from Martinez is high, and it's a full count to 3-2. Three-two pitch, up and in, ball four, and it's a leadoff walk. So O'Keefe heads down to first base. And that gets the Red Deers started here in the sixth inning. Third walk issued by Salt Lake pitchers. So here's Shiner. He has struck out and walked so far, 0 for 1, and he pops up a pitch to the right side, and Soto on the outfield grass drops the baseball. O'Keefe takes off for second, but he's going to get forced out. They get the force out at second base. Soto dropped the pop fly, but they get the force out because O'Keefe had to stay close to first base, assuming this ball would be caught. And nothing the Rainiers could really do about that. So it'll go in the scorebook as a fielder's choice. Shiner reaches, and O'Keefe forced out at second. 4-6 on the play. Now Robbie Todorowicz is the hitter. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Todorowicz has walked and struck out today, 0 for 1. And he swings and misses at a fastball. There's a couple of Cal Bears going head-to-head right here. And Todorowicz and Martinez. Next pitch is a swing and a foul, 0-2. They would have been teammates at Cal for 1 year, I believe. At least 1 year, actually, looking at the ages. Todorowicz 28 and Martinez 27. One-two pitch on its way. And it is outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a bouncer to third, fielded by Lopez. He goes to second for one, on to first for two, and around the horn double play, the third double play that the Bees have turned today. Right here's do not score in the sixth. No runs, hits, or errors, no one left. It's a pitcher's duel here at Cheney Stadium. We go to the seventh inning, Tacoma 1, Salt Lake nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, we go to the seventh inning, and it is Tacoma 1, Salt Lake nothing. New pitcher for the Red Ears, and when we say new pitcher, we mean new pitcher. It's Trent Thornton for his Red Ears debut, and his first pitch to Daniel Murphy is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Thornton just acquired in a trade from the Blue Jays. The Mariners sent Red Ears shortstop Mason McCoy over there. As there's a check swing, and Murphy goes around for a strike, 0-2. McCoy now with the Blue Jays AAA team, Buffalo, which is where Thornton has spent the majority of this season, although he also has big league action with Toronto this year. And Thornton has plenty of major league experience with the Blue Jays dating back to 2019, over 100 games pitched in at the highest level. 0-2 to Murphy is down low for a ball. And Thornton's been a starter and a reliever in 2019, his rookie year in the majors. He made 29 starts for Toronto. But from 2021 forward, he has been used primarily as a reliever in the majors. Thornton out of the University of North Carolina. 1-2 pitch, bounce towards first. That's fielded by Tanarowitz. He'll underhand to Thornton, covering first base for the putout, and one man is gone in the top of the seventh inning. Thornton is in relief of Kyle Hart. And Hart was just terrific today. Six shutout innings. It gave up only two hits. He walked two, struck out four. He was in one jam and got out of it with a double play. Just a tremendous outing for Hart, and he leaves with a 1-0 lead. And now he's going to go have a baby. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Lopez. Lopez 0-2 with a couple of ground outs. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. Thornton. Going to a 93-mile-per-hour fastball right there. Thornton knows the Pacific Coast League. As the next pitch is a check swing, strike three. Down goes Lopez, and Thornton strikes out Lopez. Two men are gone. Thornton originally was in the Houston Astros organization, and he reached AAA in 2017. When their affiliate was Fresno, and Fresno was in the PCL at that time. That was back when the PCL had 16 teams. And Thornton pitched for Fresno in 2017 and 2018. So here's a check swing strike to Humphreys. May have foul tipped that. 0-1 the count. He was always a starter when he was with Fresno and used to face the Rainiers. 0-1 pitch is bounced past the mound, charged and fielded by Haggerty, unloads quickly to first, and it's not in time. Humphreys runs well for a catcher, and he legs out an infield single, his second hit of this game. He's got two of their three hits. So a two-out single, and Salt Lake now has the tying runner on base with Levon Soto coming to the plate. Thornton grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now 29 years old. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one. And we've talked in the past, not today, but in the past about how the Baseball Reference and Minor League Baseball websites often list nicknames for players that are nicknames no one ever uses in real life. Here's a pitch outside for a ball. You often wonder why it even appears there. But anyway, I can't help but tell you that Baseball Reference reports that Trent Thornton's nickname is Butters. I don't know if anyone has ever called him that. We'll find out. Here's a foul out of play by Soto. Foul ball bouncing into the seats in front of my booth. Cheers are up for whoever caught that. The Baseball Reference nickname discussion began because Kevin Plawecki, well, we were down in El Paso, and Kevin Plawecki was with El Paso. And Baseball Reference says his nickname was Plaw Dog. And their broadcaster for El Paso, Tim Haggerty, said that his teammates actually called him that. And it, in his experience, was the first time he had heard guys calling a player by a nickname that was listed on the Baseball Reference site. Next pitch is a swing and a bouncer foul, first base side. Still 1-2. One-two pitch coming. Runner goes. Pitches up and away. Throw to second base is high and off the glove of Haggerty. The ball bounces towards Gregorius. Safe at second is Humphreys with a stolen base. And that's big because he's the tying runner, and now he's in scoring position. So the Rainiers are hoping that Thornton will be able to bear down here and get Soto and put an end to this inning. The 2-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a nasty breaking ball. And down goes Soto. And the inning is over. Trent Thornton with a scoreless top of the seventh. It is Tacoma debut. There was one hit and one runner left on base. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It's Tacoma 1, Salt Lake nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
One nothing, Tacoma leads Salt Lake, and we go to the bottom of the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium on Pink at the Park day here at Tacoma in its 12th year, a tradition now. PinkAtThePark.com, the place to go online to find out more. First pitch to Zach Deloach leading off the bottom of the seventh is taken high for a ball. Now the next pitch misses. Ball two. 2-0 to Deloach, who hit a double his last time up and is 1-for-2 in this game. Facing the right-hander, Eric Martinez, who begins his second inning of work and pours one in there for a strike now, 2-1. Only run of the game scored in the third inning on Sam Haggerty's homer. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. Now the 2-2 is a swing and a foul. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 is outside ball three. Full count 3-2. Two pitch hit in the air towards left center. Moving that direction is Oliva. He was shaded that way already, and he makes the catch. And that's the first out at the bottom of the seventh inning. DeLoach flies out, and now Adam Engel will be the batter. Engel on for his third plate appearance of the game, 1-for-2 with a single, and he hit into a bizarre double play. And the pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, the 1-0 pitch misses ball two. In the fourth inning, the Rainiers had runners at second and third, and Salt Lake had the infield in with one out, and Engel grounded one to the shortstop, and they threw home to get the runner breaking towards the plate. As now Engel pulls one foul down the left field line. And that runner got into a rundown and was tagged out. And then they threw behind the runner who had started the play at second base and tagged him out to finish a double play that was of a type you just don't see very often at all. It's been a series of rarities. Here's one down low for a ball. Not so sure I've ever seen that particular double play before that we saw in the fourth, and yesterday I know I had never seen four straight homers before. Now a swing and a fly behind second base, and backpedaling is Soto, and he makes the catch well onto the outfield grass, and there's out number two. Engel pops up, two down, and now Mark Mathias is the hitter. Mariners still up 3-0 in Arizona. They're in the eighth now. We'll keep you updated as Mathias takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Mariners trying to win that series against a very good Diamondbacks team. 1-0 pitch pulled to left. This is deep. It is back and onto the deck. It is gone. Mark Mathias has homered in back-to-back games for Tacoma. He hit one last night as part of the four straight homers. That was his first homer as a member of the Red Ears, and now he is hit number two for Tacoma, getting a breaking ball from Eric Martinez and pulling it out of here to left field. That doubles Tacoma's lead. It is 2-0. How about 17 homers in almost five full games for the Red Ears? As the pitch to Severino is low for a ball. He's 1-for-2 with a single so far today. And now the next pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. One pitch, swung out and fouled away, and the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to Severino. And this is down low. Two balls, two strikes. Now a pop up behind the plate. Foul chasing is Humphreys, and he can't get it. It lands in the seats at the dugout club. So 2-2. Still to Pedro Severino. Martinez now with a 2-2 pitch. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes Severino, and Martinez has his first Triple-A strikeout. But the Red Ears add to their lead. One run in the bottom of the seventh. The solo homer by Mark Mathias. It was the only hit, and no one left on. We go to the eighth. It is Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
Two nothing, Red Ears lead. We go to the eighth inning. New pitcher in for the Red Ears, Riley O'Brien, comes in for the top of the eighth inning. And O'Brien will face Jared Oliva, Chris Oakey, and Orlando Martinez. Trent Thornton in his Red Ears debut goes one scoreless inning, allowing one hit, struck out two. The hit was an infield single. So Oliva stands in, right-hand hitter, and the pitch from O'Brien is foul tipped at the plate there, strike one. O'Brien is appearing in his 34th game. He's 1-4 with a 2.43 ERA, 52 strikeouts in 37 innings with 23 walks. Misses outside with a pitch, and the count's even, 1-1. Kyle Hart started today, went the first six innings. Two-hit shutout ball. There's a curve inside to Oliva. Two balls, one strike. Next pitch is swung on and blooped towards second, and there's Didi to make the catch, and one man is out at the top of the eighth. Oliva with a little looper caught by Didi Gregorius, and one out for Chris Oakey. Oakey's 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts. Rainier's off tomorrow. Well, no game tomorrow. The team's going to be busy flying to Houston. Long flight by Pacific Coast League standards. In fact, the longest Here's a liner over the leaping Haggerty and into left center. That's going to shoot through and go to the fence. On his way to second is Oki, and he'll stop there with a one-out double. Hit number four on the day for Salt Lake. Chris Oki with a line drive over shortstop and straight through the gap. So Oki has two bases. That's his fifth double of the year. And now Orlando Martinez represents the tying run. Tuesday's game at Sugarland in the suburbs of Houston starts at 5:05 Pacific. We'll have the streaming broadcast available for you with the pregame at 4:55. So here's one inside to Martinez. Tommy Malone starts for Tacoma, and Spencer Watkins, a righty, is listed for Sugarland. The Red Ears have played 102 games this year, including today, and have not played any against Sugarland. They're the only team we haven't seen. That changes Tuesday. Sears one down and into Martinez. And Tuesday's game will be the first of 12 between Tacoma and Sugarland, because they're coming here for six games at the very end of August. 2-0 pitch is fouled away, and the count goes to 2-1. And Sugarland, by wins and losses, has been the worst record, worst team in the league this year, except they've won three in a row going into today's game in Las Vegas. They play at night there. Two-one pitch to Martinez. And it's a swing and a foul back, and that evens up the count 2-2. I've noticed that Sugarland has tended to play higher scoring games this season, despite their home ballpark being a pitcher's park in the Pacific Coast League. Now the next pitch called, strike three. Got him with a fastball, and down goes Martinez, and there's the second out of the eighth. Riley O'Brien strikes him out looking with a heater, and two men are gone. 95-mile-per-hour sinker right there from O'Brien. Here's Jordan Adams. And the pitch is a swing and a miss and a breaking ball there, strike one. One pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. One pitch down low, two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch. Call it a strike. 2-2. Red Ears up 2-0. We're in the eighth. Two outs and a runner at second base. Adams is a power threat at the plate for Salt Lake, representing the tying run. Two balls, two strikes is the count. And now Adams calls time, and he's going to step out of the batter's box for a moment. Now he's back in there and ready to hit, and it's O'Brien's turn to take a moment behind the mound. Now he's up on top of the hill. Outfield plays straight away, infield back. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it is in the dirt, ball three, a fastball. Full count, three balls, two strikes. On deck is David Fletcher. 3-2 pitch on its way, And it swung on and popped up foul and out of play. Into the seats on the first base side. Still three balls, two strikes. Three 2 pitch with a runner going is inside, ball four, and stealing third uncontested is Oki. And runners are at the quarters with two outs. So David Fletcher is the batter. Tying runners on. Fletcher with his 23-game hitting streak that could be on the line. And this at bat, he's 0 for 2 with a walk so far. Lined into a double play in the sixth. Here's the pitch with a runner from first going. And it's a check swing. He went strike one. But Adams steals second base. And now Salt Lake has the tying runners in scoring position with two outs. And their top hitter for average at the plate. That was Adams' league-leading 37th steal. 0-1 pitch, swung on and lined up the middle and into center field, a base hit. Oki scores. Adams is coming in. The throw from Engel, not in time. Two-run single for Fletcher, who's now going to take second base as the ball gets away from Severino, and we are all tied up 2-2 in the eighth inning. Fletcher extends his hitting streak to 24 straight games, tying the Salt Lake franchise record. The steal of second base by Adams after drawing the walk put him in scoring position to score the tying run on the single by Fletcher. Sounds like no errors being charged to allow Fletcher to second. Taking second on the throw as the pitch now to Murphy is fouled away. Strike one. Well, now the Bees have the go-ahead runner in scoring position. Oh, one pitch. Swung on, grounded to third, and that's into left field, a base hit. Around third is Fletcher. He's headed home. He's going to score the go-ahead run. It's an RBI single for Daniel Murphy, and Salt Lake has the lead 3-2. With a two-out rally here at the top of the eighth inning. Murphy hits a grounder right down the third baseline. Shiner laid out in a dive but couldn't reach it. And it's an RBI single for Murphy to give the Bees the lead. Jack Lopez down the batter. He's 0 for 3 today. And O'Brien's pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one. Well, the Red Deers are going to need to go to work at the bottom of this inning offensively. They do have the top of the order coming up. Haggerty, Gregorius, and O'Keefe. Throw to first base and back in is Murphy. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. So no balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at first. And O'Brien is set. Here's his pitch. And it's a check swing on a breaking ball outside, and Lopez held up in time. One ball, two strikes. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Lopez, and the inning is over. But the damage is done. Salt Lake comes back The Bees score three runs on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
When things feel crazy, it's good to remember what you can always count on. At Propel Insurance, that includes agents who understand your business, a claims department that never quits, and smart risk management programs customized around your unique assets and risks. At Propel, we're here to help you thrive, no matter what's ahead. Let us show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Red Ears suddenly find themselves trailing. It is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2. New pitcher in for the Bees, left-hander Cam View. Sam Haggerty's been on a tear at the dish, and he's going to lead things off for the Red Ears. He'll be followed by Didi Gregorius and Brian O'Keefe. View in relief of Eric Martinez, who went two innings, allowed one hit and one run with one walk and one strikeout in his AAA debut. He's the pitcher of record right now for the Bees. Pitch to Haggerty is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Haggerty lined a homer in the third, 2-for-3. 1-0 pitch, swung on and yanked down the third baseline. Diving catch by Jack Lopez at the hot corner for the first out at the bottom of the eighth. Wow. Haggerty hooked this down the line, and Lopez laid out in a dive and made the catch. Terrific play by the Salt Lake third baseman, who's had an outstanding series this week here in Tacoma. Didi Gregorius now the batter. Gregorius 0-for-3. Strikeout, ground out, pop up. Pitch from View is a swing and a miss. View, the lefty, 4-3 with a 6.42 ERA. This is his 35th appearance, tying him for fourth in the league. And games pitched, 49 strikeouts in 47 and two-thirds innings. View's 0-1 pitch is up high for a ball, 1-1. View's from Michigan. Here's his 1-1 pitch on its way to Gregorius. And it swung on, hit sharply, and there's a base hit into right. And DD is on. And the Red Ears have the tying runner on base for Brian O'Keefe. Gregorius has now hit safely in five of his last six games. O'Keefe's been quiet today, 0-for-2 with a walk. Right-hand hitter, he loves facing left-hand pitching. View's pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. O'Keefe hitting 290 with a 972 OPS against Southpaws. Oh, 0-1 pitch from the lefty, down and in, and that bounces away from the catcher, and taking second on the wild pitch is Gregorius. And now the Red Ears have the tying run in scoring position at second. Come on, come on, come on, come on. So one ball, one strike to O'Keefe. View with his pitch, and it is an off-speed pitch down low. Two balls, one strike. Mariners added a run. They're up 4-0 in the ninth at Arizona. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball outside. Three balls, one strike. On deck is Jake Shiner. Well, Salt Lake challenged this last pitch, which was called a ball, to O'Keefe. So we'll see what the automated system has to say. And, oh, boy, it says it catches the bottom outside corner. So that call is overturned, and it's a strike to O'Keefe. That means the count is 2-2. Gregorius leads from second. He's the tying runner. View's pitch is swung on and fouled back. Another slider from View that O'Keefe fouled off. Still 2-2. Now the next pitch from the lefty is a swing and a foul back. Fastball this time at 92 on the gun, and O'Keefe fouled it off again. O'Keefe's really battling here in the eighth. Rainier's looking for a big hit. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it is swung on and hit well towards left. This is deep. This is back. The Rainiers are back in front on a two-run home run by Brian O'Keefe. It is 4-3 Tacoma as O'Keefe hits the Rainiers' third home run of the afternoon. That is the big hit the Rainiers were looking for. Number 19 on the year for O'Keefe. His 45th career homer in a Rainiers uniform. 18th on the all-time Tacoma list. Snapped a tie he was in with Dan Vogelback on the Rainiers home run list right there. Move past Vogie. Here's Jake Shiner. And the pitch from View is inside for a ball. O'Keefe against a left-hand pitcher is just a really good matchup for the Rainiers. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike to Shiner, and the count's even 1-1. So Tacoma's on top 4-3, and now the pitch is a swing and a miss. With the shadows at this time of day, it's hard to look into the Rainiers bullpen that's under the deck in left field. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, but I would think that perhaps Mr. Festa may be warming up. Two-two pitch, up and away, ball three, full count to Shiner. On deck is Tenarowitz. 3-2 pitch, ball four inside. Shiner draws his second walk of the game and his 65th of the year. And he heads down to first base with one out for Robbie Tenarowitz. Mariners game just ended. They won 4-0. Combined shutout. Luis Castillo started the game. Here's a trip to the mound now by Darren Ebert, pitching coach for the Bees. He's going to talk things over with View. Quick meeting already has come to a conclusion. Tanarowicz stands in. And the pitch misses for a ball. Pitch in there for a strike now, 1-1. Now Tanarowicz fouls one in the home plate area, and the count moves to 1-2. J.P. Crawford with a big game for the M's today. Reached base four times, two walks, two hits, a homer, scored three runs. His next pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike three, and Tanarowicz is the second out here in the eighth. And now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. Ty France had three hits and an RBI as well for the M's. And Castillo gave him six scoreless innings of two-hit ball, got the win. Justin Topa, Matt Brash, and Taylor Saucedo, each with a scoreless inning to wrap up a combined three-hit shutout. Pitch two to Loach, misses for a ball. Now the pitch is high. Two balls, no strikes. Mariners move three games over 500 with that W. So here's a swing and a miss. And a strike to DeLoach. M's have won 7 of 10. All they have to do is win 7 out of 10 for the rest of the year. Win 7 of every 10 games remaining. That'll get them in the playoffs. Would do the trick. It's very hard to do that, though. Two balls, one strike to DeLoach. And the pitch is up and away, ball three. Toss to first and back in is Shiner. Right here's lead 4-3 on O'Keefe's two-run homer. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. Count is full, 3-2. Payoff pitch swung on and hit down the left field line, slicing. It goes foul. So we'll do it again, still 3-2. Back at the batter's box. Still three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a check swing, foul tip. So we'll do it again. Still 3-2. Once again, the payoff pitch is a breaking ball outside, ball four. Back-to-back, not back-to-back, but two walks issued here in the eighth have kept the inning going for the Red Ears after the O'Keefe homer. So runners at first and second with two outs for Adam Engel. Red Ears would love to add more. Get some insurance runs here in the bottom of the eighth. Engel's one for three today with a single back in the second inning. And the pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 on its way in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch. Ball three. And View having a little trouble finding the zone here to Engel. 3-0. Another walk would load him up for Mathias. 3-0 pitch. In there for a strike. 3-1. Now the pitch is swung on and popped up. Behind the plate, foul. Humphreys has room, and he makes the catch. And Engel is out, and the inning is over. Red Ears get two, though, and take the lead once again. Two runs in the bottom of the eighth inning on two hits. Brian O'Keefe with the go-ahead homer. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Salt Lake 3.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org. At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We go to the ninth inning, a little back and forth action in the eighth, and the Red Ears are back out in front, 4-3 over the Salt Lake Bees. New pitcher for the Red Ears to try to close it out, and it's not Matt Festa, the PCL saves leader. In fact, it is Stephen Kolek, who got his first AAA save earlier in this series on Thursday with a 3-up, 3-down ninth. That one was a little bit easier in terms of the lead he was working with. He had a 3-run lead. This is a 1-run lead. Here's his first pitch to Zach Humphreys, and it's in there for a strike, and Humphreys immediately challenges. Salt Lake has two challenges remaining, so there may be a lot of them here in the ninth. But this is a lost challenge for Humphreys. That pitch in the zone, says the automated ball strike system, and that is incorrect challenge number two for Salt Lake, so they have one left now. 0-1 to Humphreys is a fastball called a strike, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Humphreys as Kolek hits the bottom of the zone again. Now the 0-2 is down low. We've seen Kolek as high as 97 miles per hour with his fastball. On the year, 3-2, one save, 6.45 ERA. This is his 25th appearance with the Red Ears. His 1-2 pitch to Humphreys is a swing and a tapper over the mound. Gregorius charges it. He can't pick it up, and Humphreys is safe at first base. And that's going to be an infield single. And he has his third hit of the game. And immediately Salt Lake has the tying runner on base at the top of the ninth inning. A chopper over the mound. And now Levon Soto is the batter. Soto's 0 for 3 in this one. Left-handed hitter. Kolek is set. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-1. Reniers holding the runner on at first. Humphreys likes to try to steal. He has a stolen base already in this game and is 6-for-7 stealing bases in just 26 games for Salt Lake. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and fouled back. There's strike two to Soto. So 1-2 the count. Pitch coming, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Soto. Got him with a 96 mile per hour elevated fastball, and that is the first out at the top of the ninth. Kolek gets the K, and now Jared Oliva is the batter. Oliva 0-for-2 with a walk in this game. Humphreys with a healthy lead at first. And the pitch to Oliva is poured in there for a strike. Another fastball. Next pitch on its way from Kolek. Well, it moved to first, and diving back in is Humphreys. Tacoma 4, Salt Lake 3, one out of the ninth. There goes the runner, pitches up high, throw by Severino, is in time, they got him. Didi Gregorius applying the tag. Humphreys caught stealing for the second out here in the ninth. Severino hosed him. Throw was right there to Didi. Got the tag on the left leg of Humphreys. Two men are out. The Red Ears are an out away from victory. It's a huge cat stealing right there for Severino. The 1-1 to Oliva. Breaking ball in there for a strike. A slider from Kolek. 1-2 the count. Red Ears trying to win 5 in a row for the first time this year. Kolek into his motion, the 1-2 pitch, slider outside. Oliva doesn't chase, 2-2. If he reaches, the Bees have Chris Oakey on deck. Kolek into his motion, the 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled away. Pitch was in on the hands of Oliva, 95 mile per hour fastball, and he fouled it off. So still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Kolek trying to get his second AAA save. He's ready. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back again by Oliva. Still 2-2. Oliva, former major leaguer with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Well, quick little visit to the mound by Severino to talk to Kolek. Now he's already back behind the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs in the ninth. 1-run lead, bases empty. Here's the pitch, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider. That wraps it up. Kolek gets the save. The Red Ears have won five in a row for the first time this season as they win this one 4-3, the final score. Three more homers. Brian O'Keefe with the go-ahead two-run homer at the bottom of the eighth inning. And the Red Ears go two games over 500 on the year at 52-50. 15-12 in the now more important second half standings. Red Ears win this one today, and they're off tomorrow. We'll speak with you on Tuesday at 5:05 p.m. Pacific time when the Red Ears are in Sugar Land, Texas, for the start of a six-game series. Tacoma takes this one 4-3. We'll recap it and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Tonight, I've got a bonfire at the lake with friends. First, I need a spritz of my Off Clean Feel. My summer style is all about fun and not about... I don't need mosquito bite red clashing with this crochet top. It's purple. It's bright. I could definitely pair it with my amethyst eyeshadow palette. Best part is, ugly mosquitoes won't be messing with my fiery vibes. With Off Clean Feel, I've got 8 hours of not sticky, fragrance-free protection. Get your pre-party protection on with Off Clean Feel. SC Johnson, a family company.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Red Ears win five in a row. They beat the Salt Lake Bees 4-3, the final score today. And Tacoma getting a very good pitching performance in this one. And had a little bit of a bullpen issue in the eighth, but quickly erased the deficit with Brian O'Keefe hitting a go-ahead two-run homer. And the Red Ears win 4-3, the final. Here's how it played out. Kyle Hart started today. And he was in top form, went six shutout innings, allowed just two hits, walked two, struck out four. Knew he was leaving after this game to go home with his meet his wife, who is set to have their child coming up this week. So this was a going away start for Kyle Hart moving into fatherhood. And he tossed six scoreless innings, great outing for Hart. Too bad he got no decision. Because when he left the game, it was only 1-0. The Red Ears scored just one run against the Salt Lake starter, Jonathan Diaz. That came in the third inning when Sam Haggerty lined a homer to left field. And Haggerty has homered in three straight games and four of the last five. He's on a real home run binge. And that made it 1-0 in the third. And it was still 1-0 at this stretch. Hart was done after six innings. The Red Ears brought in Trent Thornton, whom they just acquired in a trade from Toronto, and he pitched a scoreless seventh inning in his Tacoma debut. We went to the bottom of the seventh, two outs, no one on. Eric Martinez on in relief for Salt Lake. Mark Mathias homered to left field, a solo shot. He has now homered in back-to-back games. That made it 2-0 Tacoma. Red Ears turned it over to Riley O'Brien for the eighth inning. He's been terrific in that eighth inning role for the Red Ears this season and having a wonderful campaign overall. But today, they got to him. Salt Lake scored three runs in the top of the eighth against O'Brien, and it was a two-out stuff. They had a double by Oki with one out. Oki was at third base with two outs when Jordan Adams walked, and that put runners at first and third. And then in a big play, Adams stole second base, which put him at in scoring position with his league-leading 37th steal of the year. So they had two men in scoring position with two outs for Fletcher, who was 0 for 2 in the game. His 23-game hitting streak was on the line. And, of course, he got a base hit up the middle to bring in two runs and tie this thing up 2-2. Fletcher extending his hitting streak to 24 in a row, which ties the Salt Lake franchise record, which he will attempt to break at home in the Bees' next game on Tuesday. Fletcher took second base when the throw went through to home plate on his base hit, so he was in scoring position, and Daniel Murphy then grounded a single to left field, scoring Fletcher from second base with the go-ahead run for the Bees. They were ahead 3-2. And O'Brien then struck out Jack Lopez to end the eighth, but a big rally for Salt Lake, and suddenly they had the lead. They brought in their lefty Cameron View from the pen for the bottom of the eighth. He got Haggerty to line out on a brilliant play by the third baseman Lopez, but then Didi Gregorius singled, and that brought up Brian O'Keefe, who really mashes left-handed pitching. And O'Keefe had a prolonged plate appearance, fouling off multiple pitches with two strikes. And then finally on a 2-2 count, he got one he really liked, and he hammered it out of here to left center for his 19th homer of the year. The two-run shot gave the Red Ears the 4-3 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tacoma's third home run of the game, and that is 18 homers during the five games on the five-game winning streak, which came to fruition when Stephen Kolek pitched a scoreless ninth for his second save. And the Red Ears victorious today, 4-3, the final score. For Tacoma, four runs, eight hits, no errors, left six on base. Salt Lake, three runs, seven hits, no errors, left four on base. Winning pitcher is Riley O'Brien. He is 2-4. Save to Kolek, his second. Loss goes to View. He falls to 4-4. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 24 minutes. The attendance, 6,801. With the win, the Red Ears go to 52-50 on the season, and Salt Lake falls to 47-54. These two teams will meet again in Salt Lake City in a few weeks, early September. Until then, they're going their separate ways. The Bees are going home, and they are going to fly out of here tomorrow, I understand, whereas the Red Ears are also flying out of here tomorrow to head to Houston, which is where the Sugar Land Space Cowboys are located, the Astros AAA club just on the outskirts of Houston in Sugar Land, Texas. And Tacoma plays there on Tuesday night. First pitch, 5:05 Pacific time. We've got a two-hour time change there. So 5:05 Pacific time. Tommy Malone listed as the Red Ears starter against Spencer Watkins for Sugar Land. That is Tuesday at 5:05. So that's when we will next be with you. Tacoma wins it 4-3. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Red Ears win 4-3 over Salt Lake. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Good news from the world of the Seattle Mariners as well. They went on the road at Arizona tonight over the Diamondbacks. They beat them 4-0. Luis Castillo went six scoreless innings. Three relievers combined to finish up a three-hit shutout. Big game for J.P. Crawford, who reached base four times with two hits and two walks. One of his hits was a homer, and he scored three runs in the game. Ty France had three hits as well. Mariners move three games over 500, and they have won seven of their last 10. Other interleague games today, Marlins 8, Tigers 6 in Miami. Garrett Cooper and Gene Segura with homers for the Marlins. Detroit's Miguel Cabrera hit a double on the road at Miami, his original team. Miggy is retiring after this season, the future Hall of Famer, doubling in his final game ever in front of his original fans in Miami. Rockies shut out the A's 2-0 at Coors Field. Ty Block with five scoreless innings. He did that against the Rainiers earlier this year, and the bullpen finished up a shutout for Colorado. Two interleague games are in action right now. Red Sox and Giants are tied 3-3 in the bottom of the 11th inning in San Francisco. And the Padres lead Texas 5-3 in the ninth in San Diego. In American League action, the Angels beat the Blue Jays in 10 innings today, 3-2 in Toronto. It was 1-1 after 9, and in the top of the 10th, Hunter Renfro hit a two-run homer, and the Angels hung on and won it. Tampa had homers from, well, not homers, but three runs batted in from Brandon Lau and Josh Lowe, and each of them had three runs batted in, and Tampa Bay beat Houston 8-2 in Houston. Kansas City's Ryan Yarbrough went seven innings and allowed only one run to get the win as the Royals beat the Twins 2-1. And Cleveland shuts out the White Sox 5-0. Aaron Civale and the bullpen combining on a four-hit shutout. Huge game for Jose Ramirez. Couple of homers and three runs batted in. Sunday Night Baseball is an AL game today. Yankees at the Orioles in Baltimore. They're just underway. National League games, the Pirates got a two-run homer at the bottom of the 10th from Josh Palacios, and they beat the Phillies 6-4. Palacios just called up from AAA. Matt Olson homered twice and drove in five runs as the Braves beat the Brewers 8-6. That was a comeback win. Justin Verlander saw his buddy Max Scherzer get traded by the Mets. He went out and won today, beat the Nationals 5-2. Verlander allowed one run in five and a third innings. It was his 250th career major league win. St. Louis shut out the Cubs 3-0. Steven Matz and two relievers combining on a five-hit shutout. That ended the Cubs' eight-game win streak. And Cincinnati blasted the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium 9-0. Graham Ashcraft with six scoreless innings. Homers from Joey Votto and the kids, Ellie De La Cruz and Matt McClain, both went deep for Cincinnati. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here at Tacoma. The Red Ears beat Salt Lake 4-3. We'll be back with more after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Red Ears win. They beat Salt Lake 4-3, and Tacoma has won five straight games for the first time this year. And this was a good one. I mean, they're all good when you win, right? But this was a good one because it seemed like it got away, and the Red Ears won anyway. They had their 2-0 lead disappear in the eighth, with Salt Lake getting clutch hits and scoring three runs to take the 3-2 lead. The Red Ears, though, immediately regained the lead at the bottom of the eighth. Brian O'Keefe with the go-ahead two-run homer that proved to be the game winner. And O'Keefe, now with 19 home runs this season, second on the club behind Jake Schiener. The Red Deer scored all their runs on homers again, and they didn't do that yesterday, but they did a couple days ago. And the home run binge is real for numerous Rainiers players right now, as Tacoma has hit 18 home runs during the five-game winning streak. 18 home runs during the five-game win streak. That's an average of 3.5 homers per game. And it's just an insane run. They're going to see if they can keep it up in Sugarland, Texas, where homers are hard to hit. That's a pitcher's park down there where the Rainiers are going next. Speaking of Sugarland, they don't play till later tonight. They have won three in a row, but on the year they're 15 games under 500. They're at Las Vegas tonight. First pitch 6:05. Also tonight, Round Rock at El Paso, and Sacramento is at Albuquerque. The only other day game today, Oklahoma City and Reno are in a real doozy in Reno, which is no surprise on getaway day there in the daytime and the heat. They went to the 10th inning, tied 11-11. Oklahoma City then scored three runs in the top of the 10th. And now Reno already has the tying run at the plate in the bottom of the 10th with no one out. So who knows what's going to happen there. But it's Oklahoma City 14, Reno 11. The Aces batting in the bottom of the 10th inning. Well, we'll be back with you on Tuesday. Off tomorrow, long travel day for the Red Ears, but get into Sugarland at a reasonable hour, and we'll be all set to play on Tuesday at 5:05 Pacific. Tommy Malone starts for the Red Ears against Spencer Watkins, a righty for the Astros AAA club, and we will start our broadcast at 4:55 p.m. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, Tacoma Red Ears winning it on O'Keefe's homer of the eighth. Our final score, Tacoma 4, Salt Lake 3. Have a great rest of your day.